Hey guys, welcome again. Another what's today? Thursday. In game planning day, we look forward to preparing for the 49ers, an outstanding football team, physical football team, and it'll be a good challenge to see where we're at as a defense.
What are your options with Aaron missing practice yesterday and Marvin coming back from the ankle? How does that all sort itself out?
Well, as of right now, Marvin played the will spot, and in terms of the nickel situation, Jasper stayed in along with Greenway, and they took the nickel reps. So and really, that's how we practiced during the summertime when we came back and went to camp.
Judging that Reggie Wayne touchdown, but other than that, how active has he been the last few games? Just on the field?
It's a shame because he played an outstanding ball game. He really played well, and you know that doesn't take away the touchdown that happened. But he was had a few tackles for a loss. He was in there on the sack. He was playing an outstanding football game. Doing extremely well.
So you look at some of the big plays against the defense in the first two games, the one against Cook against Jacksonville, the Wayne touchdown, the play against Antoine, too. In all those cases, it seems like those are execution over any confusion in assignment. Is that a fair assessment?
Very accurate assessment. Very accurate.
Is that better or worse?
I don't know. Anyway, you don't want it to happen. I think it's just understanding the situation that we're in the ball game, and we said that we wanted to be situational smart football players, and I think that's taken time, more time than we would like, but we still have to know the situation in the ball game and know how to execute the coverage within the situation that's presented.
Games go by without maybe a pick, and maybe more pressure gets put on the secondary. Is there a tendency to be more cautious than aggressive? Do you have to get into that?
I'm not sure if more pressure is put on the secondary. Our number one goal is to keep the team from scoring and to win football games. So if we're doing that, I'm okay without that. Of course, turnovers help. Of course, getting off the football field helps when we get the ball back to the offense. But when you put undue pressure to create falsely turnovers or sacks or other things, You start guessing, you don't play the defense, and we do not want to do that.
What's been your biggest frustration with the two-minute defense and just the opportunities you've had?
Just that the situations that presented themselves, we should get off the football field. And when you don't get off, everyone is disappointed that you're not executing the defense the way it should be executed. And the guys, and all they can do is look forward and make sure that the next time that situation presents itself, learn from it and do better. If we keep dwelling on last week, we never move on, we never learn from it, we never get better. So that's a challenge to them, is to learn from it, move on, and get better.
How do you walk the line between playing your normal defense in those situations and not wanting to give up the big play?
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to see what situation you're in. If that were the last play or the last few plays of the ball game, you play that a little different from if it's going into halftime. You want to make sure that you don't give up touchdowns, and then you move back from there, field goals, and then, of course, stopping them on fourth down or third down. So every situation has its own unique challenges, and we have to know the situation and play accordingly.
Is there expectation that you'll have Aaron on Sunday?
I'm not sure. I'm kind of a wait and see guy. Wait and see what they tell me, what will happen, how he feels, and then go from there. And the coaches, we coach who they say is ready, and whoever they say is ready, that's who's up.
Marvin, what does Marvin do that gives you comfort in his abilities?
Well, Marvin has—he's been in ball games as a starter. He's been in ball games as a backup. He's played a lot of football, so everything that happens is not new to him out there. And so that gives me comfort that he's—and when he's been in ball games, he's performed well. So that gives me comfort that it's not all new to him. We're not playing guys that have not played a lot of football. Marvin has, so I feel good about that.
How
How do you approach San Francisco offense? It really hasn't taken a whole lot of shots downfield. Do you still just prepare for the whole gamut, or do you maybe tweak a few things in light of that?
You have to, because they don't take a whole bunch, and a whole bunch is relative. So when they do take shots, they are pretty efficient in how they take their shots. So you want to make sure that you're aware of where guys are and make sure that you're playing top-bottom in the back end and eliminate those shots, because we'll have enough guys to – focus on the run. We just have to make sure that the shots that they do take, that we shut those shots down.
Does Moss still have the ability to dictate what you do on defense?
You never want to turn Moss loose. That would be a mistake not to pay attention to Randy Moss. Until he's turned in his retirement papers, I think every defensive coordinator, every secondary, every defense is going to pay attention to him. We have to.
Sorry. On the first play, both in the Jacksonville and Indianapolis drives late in regulation, the receiver's coming from Cook's side, and he's playing about 4 yards off, doesn't really get much of a reroute at the line. Doesn't he have to get more of a reroute there to make that defense effective?
Not quite sure which play you're talking about.
I think it was to Avery in the Indianapolis game.
Mm-hmm.
The first play before Cook gives up the one touchdown, I think it was a 20-yard pass against him against Jacksonville.
Well, again, I'm not quite sure which play, but if it is cover two, we want our guys to get reroutes. But we do play some techniques where they're not, when it looks like another defense. So I'd have to look at it and to tell which one you're talking about.
With a guy like Chris, he's built for it. He's 6'2" and he's got long arms. It seems like that would be the ideal thing for him to be able to do, would be to get his hands on the guy anytime he can, wouldn't it?
Sometimes yes, and sometimes no, depending on what the defense is, what the coverage is, and how much we're playing of a specific defense.
On the second play against the Colts in that late drive, it was on Josh's side there. Is he expecting Antoine to drop off the inside receiver, or does he just need to squeeze that up a little bit?
Again, do you know
From the 40, 20-yard gain on the right side.
Yep. Nope. On those, you want to make sure that was a play where they blocked up the pressure that we brought. And when they block it up, there are going to be some holes in the defense. And that was the case where there were some holes. He played it just about like we wanted him to. And they blocked it up.
Timing's a huge part anytime you're in a zone, isn't it? I mean, if the pressure's – if you give them over 3 seconds, you're probably
zone pressure, if you don't get home, there's some holes in the defense.
Did they do a good job of recognizing that pressure there, or did Harrison show a little early on his
– Whenever you're bringing a safety down, you're going to have to show it, because you don't want to be late. So they did a nice job of changing the protection and blocking it up. They did.
What struck you about the way Alex Smith is playing right now and just – sort of the efficiency he's had?
He does a great job of running the offense. They do not turn the ball over. He gets himself out of trouble when his reads are not there. He scrambles with the ball and he throws it away. The biggest thing about the offense, or about him in executing the offense, is they're very efficient, and he takes care of the football.
You guys for a real physical game. I mean, are you anticipating that?
You know what? Always. And yes, especially with the 49ers. They are a very physical football team. And we have to bring our big boy pads and show up and be physical and match that. And I fully expect our guys to do that. They're up for the challenge.
How many pre-snap penalties in a game is too many? So you don't want to take the aggression away from those guys up front, but...
When you put yourself in bad situations, they're all too many. They are. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Uh-huh.